smallpox vaccinations for 500,000 healthcare workers could begin as early as mid-December. That's according to state health departments contacted by NPR today. A White House official confirmed that President Bush has approved the plans. There's been little debate over the wisdom or feasibility of vaccinating troops as part of preparations for future war, but the risks of vaccinating nurses, doctors, and other civilian healthcare workers against a possible smallpox threat has been the subject of intense debate. NPR's Richard Knox says there are two deadlines in the new plans. One is for states to submit plans by December 1st on vaccinating nearly all Americans, but only after an attack. He says that's not surprising.
The real surprise is there's a sudden new deadline of December 9th to vaccinate the first phase of about 500,000 healthcare workers. And these would be people mostly in hospitals who would receive the first cases of smallpox in the event of an attack, but also would include a lot of public health officials in every state who go out and investigate possible cases. And the unexpected part of that new deadline is that states are told to be ready to do this vaccinating within 30 days of the starting gun for a program. Many state officials had been hoping and even expecting to be able to do it more slowly and methodically because they wanted to monitor closely for side effects. The statistics suggest that if you vaccinate 500,000 people with smallpox vaccine, you might expect one or two deaths and a half dozen or so life-threatening complications.
Are there any other questions relating to implementing such a large program so quickly?
Yes, many questions are being raised, I'm told, by state health officials in sort of daily conference calls with the CDC in Atlanta. One state health official told me today that that many are concerned it's not feasible or prudent to vaccinate these 500,000 people within 30 days. And many are asking, what's the rush? That is, has the administration learned something recently about who has smallpox virus stocks? Is this somehow related to Iraq war planning or expected preemption or retaliation in case we attack Iraq? An administration spokesman says, no, that's not true. It's just smart to get states up to speed before a presidential announcement.
Hmm. Now, this would relate to healthcare workers. What about the rest of the general public? First of all, how many Americans actually already have the smallpox vaccine?
A great proportion of Americans. I don't have a handy figure for you, but it's tens of millions of Americans. People over 30 in America have been vaccinated before, and they carry these telltale scars usually on their left shoulder, as I do. It's not clear. No one really knows how much residual immunity to smallpox those Americans have.
Richard, you've already raised questions about timing, but there's apparently been some suggestion that first responders or anyone who gets vaccinated limit their exposure to others so that the virus won't spread. Was it, do you think, a wise idea to start a big mass campaign like this in the middle of a holiday season where lots of people travel and get together with family?
There's a lot of debate about that right now among public health people. Some say it's actually a good time because hospitals try to carry a low patient load over the holidays and many staffers have time off. But others worry that many medical people will opt out of being vaccinated. It will be voluntary because they're going to be spending a lot of time, as you say, with family members who may be vulnerable, some of them, to vaccine side effects if the vaccine virus gets accidentally transmitted.
Well, thank you very much, Richard.
My pleasure, Jackie.
NPR's Richard Knox speaking to us from Boston.